I'm required to tell you. Well, let me ask you, smart kids. Can anybody turn around and read that sign up there? Oh my God, you're all so smart. Do you want to tell me, since you raised your hand, I love people. Can you see what it says? There you go, all right? Now, our next concert is November 14th or 21st, I'm not sure, but it's on the website, and it's Janine Nichols with the Fall Escape. You need to run, do you remember?
She's got two people who she's playing with, but she's going to do like covers of like some Nick Cave songs.
Oh, yeah, going to be loads of fun. I think violin and bass guitar.
Nick Cave, right? I just tried to.
Yeah, cool. She's friends with him. So. All right. With no further ado, nice tattoo.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, I rhyme.
No further ado.
Okay, this is Andy
Schumann.
He's going to play the guitar and sing.
No, I always like when you mention good things. Like, yeah, do you really like it?
I love it. The world is round, and I don't know if you all know, but when you go home, you should go to the library and check out Gertrude Stein. All the parents know Gertrude Stein, right? She wrote this most beautiful book called The World is Round, and it's really lyrical and beautiful, and Giesberg had the most amazing idea to set it to music, and you'll hear it today, and it's just a really sneak preview of what you did with it in a bigger way. So hopefully at some point she'll get to do it again in a really big way. And we're very lucky to have her here today. And Andy.
I'll tell more about it later.
Okay, so thank you.
All right. So this first song, written by a friend of mine, and he might have played it in this room a long time ago, about 40 years ago. In this neighborhood, I'm sure he did. Sunday morning, praise the dawning. It's just a restless feeling by my side. Early dawning, Sunday morning. It's just a wasted year so close behind. Watch out, the world's behind you. There's always someone around you who will call. It's nothing at all. Sunday morning, and I'm falling. I got a feeling I don't want to know. Early dawning, Sunday morning. It's all the streets we crossed not so long ago. Watch out, the world's behind you. There's always someone around you who will call. It's nothing at all. Watch out, the world's behind you. There's always someone around you who will call. It's nothing at all. Sunday morning. Thank you.
And you know already, right? Musicians are simple people. If you like it, you just clap really loud and then makes us everybody happy. Oh, they liked it. Yeah. All right. Next song. It's called The World Once Upon a Time. The world was round. And it is about a girl, and her name was Rose. And she was a real, real smart girl, and she wanted to try everything out. And she thought that one day, hey, if I just start walking, and I keep walking and walking and walking, since the earth and the world is round, I will be back on the same spot. So she started walking, and she thought, wow, this is great. There were no borders, there were no states, there were nothing. I just could walk and walk and walk and walk and walk. And that's the song, Once Upon a Time, the World Was Round.
Birds Once upon a time, the world was round, and you could go on it round and around. So it's the O that ends hello. So it's the O that ends the bottom. So on and so on, round all around you, lakes in the ground, round all around. Still it is true, everything is so.
Okay, this next song is a song I just rewrote for all you kids. And it's called Try Again. It's about when you fail at something and you want to make it work out, you have to start over, you have to try again, and sometimes you have to keep trying many, many times before it works out. And this is kind of what that's about. I don't like it when they say I've got to be another way. Up till today, all I've found, sometimes I'm up, sometimes I'm down. Why does it feel like I'm losing when this should be my turn to win? Who's with me? Who's my friend? I guess I'll try again. I guess I'll try again. Oh yeah. Every day they say to me, there is nothing that you can't be. Should I stay in? Should I go out? Should I be quiet? Should I shout? Why does it feel like I'm losing when it should be my turn to win? Who's with me? Who's my friend? I guess I'll try again. 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 It's a short song. Thank you. Wow! Wow! Musicians also like it when people say, wow!
And if they get up, and we can let her crawl. And we like also musicians like when the listener crawl around. All right. The next song is about a lion. And Rose is up in the mountains, right? She was started walking from the first song that she's like, that is the mountain. And then suddenly her friend, Willie, is joining her. And Willie is a little mischievous boy. And he likes to scare people. So he tells the story about the lion to Rose. And this is all I just wanted to mention. Rose had an aunt, and her aunt was Gertrude Stein, and she wrote all this down. That's the lion song.
Wild, wild, wild,
in a cage, he would smile or show his rage with roars, 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 and claws, claws.
Is a lion just a lion? Is a lion not a lion? No lion, neither here nor there. Where did you see a lion?
Jeez, Giesberg, don't get so scared. I'll tell you why. Why does he roar? Strong, lean, and smart, he lives to attack.
There's no lion, neither here nor there. Where did you see a lion? Is a lion not a lion? Is a lion not a lion?
Sometimes when my dog Love gets a haircut, she looks like a lion.
But a dog is not a lion.
What?
It's a big cat.
Oh.
A very, very big cat. Yes, a lion's just a lion.
So Rose is on her way up, and she decided to take a chair, a green chair, up on the mountains, which is a big thing for a girl, right? Just like a chair, and she drags it behind her, but she wants to go up, up, up on the mountain to sit down on top of the mountain and look down and enjoy the view. So, but it takes you 2 days. Right? So, what is between 2 days?
A night.
There's a night. And this night, Rose gets pretty scared. She thinks that, oh my God, it's getting dark. Who I am, what should I do now? I'm here with my chair, what now? And she thinks about, okay, but if I think about who I am, then I'm not gonna be too scared. And she thinks about, Rose, is it Rose? Is it Rose? Is it Rose? Like this would be like, if you think about your name, what is your name? While she was doing this, she was in a forest on the mountain, she would go and carve her name around the tree. And she would go, Rose, is a rose, is a rose, is a rose. And although she's just a little girl, she got more and more happy. No. So, okay, I can be in the night by myself. I'm a little girl. Rose is a rose, is a rose.
Wait a second. Wait a second.
Page 18.
Here we go. And it's kind of around. Does anybody know what a round is? A little singing?
It's when one person starts singing, then another person starts singing after that.
Exactly.
And the same song.
Exactly. And then you sing it over and over. This is how it goes. I am a little girl, and my name is Rose. Rose is my name. Why I am a little girl? Why are little girls small? Why are mountains always big? How can up bring you down? Who's to say? What is what? I'm halfway up, not halfway down. Am I lost? I think not. I have both feet on the ground. I am a little girl, and my name is Rose. Rose is my name.
Next song I wrote about my favorite season of the year, which is summer, of course. And I know many of you kids from the playground where we all hang out, and sometimes that little playground can be like the whole world to us. So this song's a little bit about that. The summer wind finally came blowing in. All of the kites begin to fly. We're gonna go all the way out to Coney Island. Under that blue umbrella sky. Oh yeah. Look at the faces of the children. They're gonna go outside and play. They got their noses up against the kitchen window. The sun has brought a brand new day. Gone is the darkness that we had in winter time. All over the world, the sun is shining. All over the world, we'll light the sky. All over the world, all over the world tonight. All over the world, all over the world tonight.
gonna take it further than we've gone before. Ooh, all over the world, all over the world, all over the world. We got something we always wanted to find. All over the world where sun is shining. All over the world we'll light the sky. The summer wind finally came blowing in. All of the kites begin to fly. We're gonna go all the way out to Coney Island. Under that blue umbrella sky. All over the world. All over the world tonight. All over the world. We're gonna take it further than we've gone before. Ooh, all over the world, all over the world, all over the world. All over the world. All over the world.
Thank you.
Rose, right? She's on the mountain and it's dark. And now we're going to come to the Halloween section. Because when is Halloween? Who knows exactly the days when Halloween is? Eight days, is it?
Very close.
What? In 7 days is Halloween.
You were so
7 days Halloween. So, that's a song about a spider.
If you count today, you're right.
Who likes spiders? I like spiders. My sister was so afraid. I had an older sister, and she was so afraid of spiders. Literally, when she was 6 years older than me, 9 years older than me, when she saw a spider somewhere in the room, she would scream, "Wah, get the spider out of here!" And me as the little daughter, a little sister, I had to go, "Okay, I'll get the spider for you." That's exactly what I did, and we got the spiders out. And now Rose is thinking about, okay, it's getting dark, I'm not so scared anymore, I carved my name, but I'm still kind of scared. And she wakes up in the middle of the night, and then she doesn't know, is it morning, is it night? And she thought about a story which she maybe have heard sometimes. And she thought, it was about a sailor who told me something. Who knows what a sailor is? She thought, did the sailor tell me something? Come here. This is exactly how Rose was feeling too. It's like, oh, exactly this is how she was thinking. Exactly how she was feeling. She's like, oh no, I don't
want to
laugh.
I
don't want to laugh.
Wow.
So what do I do now? She's thinking about this. Of the spider. Exactly. This was the next thing that was coming up. It was the spider song. The spider song. right? So she's thinking in her brain, was it red? Was it night? Do I have to be scared? Don't I have to be scared? Are the monsters? Are the spiders? What should I do? And then she starts singing about the spider. And she thinks about if she should be scared or not. Or she just should think about the spider. It's quite nice. Is a sailor's delight. Red in the morning is a sailor's warning. And she said, is it rose red? Awake or am I in bed? And she said, perhaps the sailor doesn't know. And then she remembered everything. It was not about a sailor. It was not about a bird. It was about a spider. Could go on much longer, as the parents know. All right, the next song. Who knows how to scream? The song is over. Who knows how to scream? Oh, okay, now then you have to let me really hear it. Because what is coming up, as you know, Halloween is coming up. And for our last song, we sing a Velvet Underground song. And whenever there comes a word which says screams at the end of the verse, and your parents gonna do this if you don't hear it, right? If you hear screams, you can make it scream. And this is about a girl who doesn't know what she should wear as a costume. Do all of you know already what you're gonna go for Halloween?
Yeah.
What are you gonna go, Indigo?
I'm gonna be Medusa.
Oh, Medusa, okay. You wanna tell them how this is gonna look like? I don't know, everybody knows what Medusa is gonna look like.
The snakes in your hair.
Ooh, many snakes. Who are here? You know already what you wanna go in Halloween?
Pink bad girl.
What are you gonna be?
Iron Man.
For how long are you gonna be Iron Man? For
James Bond, we don't see that every day.
But this is about Max. You know already what you want to go for? Shulin, what do you want to go for? What do you want to be?
Maybe you know.
She wants to be a witch.
A witch?
For a long time. For 2 months, she wants to be a witch.
That's what I was on my first Halloween.
What did you wear?
I was a radio. A radio?
Are you gonna be dressed up for Halloween?
I'm gonna be a ballerina.
You're gonna be a ballerina?
Just gonna try it.
Okay.
I love to dance.
A princess. So just remember, right? The microphone's up here. And whatever, when it gets loud, really into the microphones, there are going to be lights on the board, on the music soundboard, which go right into the red. And this is what we want. When you scream, right? And what caused them shall the poor girl wear to all tomorrow? Parties. A hand-me-down dress from who knows where to all tomorrow's parties. And what shall she do and where shall she go when midnight comes around? She'll turn once more to Sunday's clowns and screams behind the door. Scream! Cause them shall the poor girl wear to all tomorrow's parties. White silks, white silks and linens of yesterday's gowns to all tomorrow's parties. What will she do with Thursday's wrecks when Monday comes around? She'll turn once more to Sunday's clown. Dreams behind the door. Thank you.
And what cost them shall the poor girl wear? To all tomorrow's parties. For Thursday's child is a Sunday's clown, for whom there will be no mourning. A blackened shroud, a hand-me-down gown of rags and silks, a costume. Fit for one who sits and screams. All tomorrow's parties.
Good screaming. Just a little bit terrifying, though.